Welcome to Sustain Your Vitality, the podcast that gives you a nurturing kick in the ass so you can take action every day to feel better, not older. Your lifestyle holds the power to change how you feel, and no matter your age or health issues, you are in the driver's seat. I'm your host, Zoe Connor, and I am a PhD level physicist, a well-being lifestyle alchemist, a travel strategist, and a retreat leader. Zen and Vitality with Zoe is my functional wellness studio. Join me for an intentional vitality retreat, for a whole new way to use travel to support your well-being. I'm here to help you figure out how to lower your stress, increase your energy, put yourself into a healing state, boost your drive and pleasure in life, prevent disease, and feel the best you ever have in your whole life with no regrets later. Let's go.
And today we have the delightful Marina with us. And Marina, you and I know each other because we're both travel coaches and we both have been retreat leaders and we both focus on the overall well-being of people, but from different ways. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you are doing right now in the world, and it might change in the future.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Zoa. So happy to be here. So at the moment, I call myself a transformational travel coach. And the way that I support my clients is through astrocartography. So essentially finding aligned places and locations where they can travel or relocate that can help them call in, you know, and enhance areas of life that they're looking to kind of focus on in the moment. And so I love doing that through exploring the map and just kind of giving them creative, resourceful ways on how they can travel and explore.
So Marina, let's get started by talking about the idea of a travel coach. So we are both travel coaches,
yes.
But a lot of people don't know what that means. They might know travel advisor, they might know travel agent, they might know health coach, they might know business coach. So when you decided to become a travel coach, what did you imagine that you were going to help people doing? And is that actually what you help people do?
Absolutely. Yes. And such a great question. And I think it's a little bit different for all of us as travel coaches, right? So for me personally, I love the word resourcefulness. I love to consider myself very resourceful. And also mindset is a huge part for me. So essentially, when I meet with a client, the first piece is to just kind of gather information about where they're at currently and see if there's any limiting beliefs or fears holding them back. And then we would we work on the mindset piece and just kind of get clarity around that. I do love to incorporate some practical steps. So instead of me booking all of your travel from start to finish, I love to co-create and empower you to create a loose itinerary with me. So we start to explore different places in the world. We do that by using astrocartography. We narrow down a location or two, and then we start kind of researching all the things that you could do. And I incorporate spaciousness and, you know, new ways of looking at travel that is not a packed agenda, so that the, you know, my clients can kind of explore something from a new perspective. Another feature that I offer that a travel advisor or life coach may not offer is full-on support while you're traveling. So, you know, if something comes up for you when you're traveling, I'm available on WhatsApp to connect with and to just kind of allow you space to express what you're experiencing and then provide you with tools or support to carry you through. And then another piece is the after piece of the trip. That's really key, really important, which most advisors don't support with. So this is a difference that we can offer. And that's the integration, returning back home, because every trip, in my opinion, is a transformation. Whether you're doing it for adventure, pleasure, or with a family, you still always experience something new. And what you've learned on that trip, I want to support you in incorporating and integrating that back into your life when you return.
So both of us are travel advisors, which means that we can help you book your accommodations and get you the transportation from the airport to the hotel and that sort of stuff, right?
Yes.
And that helps make it easier just in terms of the operational part of taking the trip, right?
Totally.
It kind of reduces the stress associated with taking the trip. But then the travel coach part, right? That's not about the logistics, right?
No.
That's about the destination. That's about what you do while you're there. It's about how you spend your time. And as you mentioned, like the coming home part, right? What's the difference between having your trip be just an escape from your normal life versus a pathway into a new normal life, right? So what kind of things have your clients wanted to address or fix through taking a trip, right? Where a travel coach would be beneficial to them.
Great question. I think that for me, the clients that I've supported have always had that, what if I tried this? What would that look like? So, for example, I had a client that went to Europe for 6 months. She always had a desire to live in Europe and potentially relocate, but she opted to start with a long-term trip as a beginning stage. And what she realized was like, I did encourage her, and she did take the opportunity to live with locals, like a local, just really embody that lifestyle versus just going to all of the, monuments and churches and all the things and doing the tours. And that gave her a whole new perspective on life. And when she returned, she realized, I can kind of create that in my own country. I don't necessarily have to move, but maybe I need to move out of where I am currently. And then just started to embrace the local culture in her own country. Because that's really what she was craving, was having opportunities to speak languages, having opportunity to dive into history and culture, and that's available anywhere. So that experience just kind of opened her mind to look at things in her daily life from a different perspective, and then she shifted that, which has been really powerful and empowering, and just the growth that she's had through that is really exciting. And she still has desires to travel in Europe, but she's like, I don't know if I have to live there now. So, just that's a great example of how that can kind of unfold.
Yeah, I really love that idea, right? Because oftentimes what we're trying to do is to bring some of that experience from the trip home with us, right?
Yes.
And it's not necessarily that I got myself a special teacup or, I have these pictures, right?
Totally.
It's the practices and the feelings from the trip, right?
Yes.
So is every trip transformational?
I think so. I think that you learn something new every time you travel. So sometimes it's frustrating transformation, and sometimes it's empowering transformation, but I don't think we're ever the same. It's just like any experience, you learn something new through that. And for me, I mean, I've heard people just going to an all-inclusive with a family, but they still come back. Wow, I didn't realize I could pause for a few moments, be in nature, take that breath. Even though, they're at a wedding and there's the family and all the activities, they still are more connected with nature or the sun or whatever that is for them. And I just think that, in my humble opinion, yes, there's transformation in every trip.
Which means that if you're seeking a particular transformation, this is where a travel coach can help you choose the details of
Yes.
the trip to facilitate and make that transformation easier.
Absolutely. Because sometimes, we all have expectations of what we're going to get, but it's very important to try to choose wisely, and especially have support from someone who's experienced that can kind of understand what your desire is and what you're really trying to get out of it on a deeper level, and then help facilitate that with you.
But I would imagine that a lot of people have a desire for certain transformations, but have no idea how to get them, right?
Absolutely.
So, how much do they have to know before they're ready to take a trip with a travel coach versus that you're guiding them through the process from Yeah, wouldn't that be cool to this could actually happen?
For me, I think the key is to be open and willing to the possibility of what can unfold. So, have they been doing their own inner growth and inner work in their daily life? Have they been open to that process, or have they been very closed and, more coming from a victim perspective and kind of blaming their circumstances for their life? Or have they been open to trying new things, taking risks, trying to incorporate tools that have been supporting them with making small changes in their day-to-day life? And I think if they're open and willing, then that's where the magic happens, and that's where a travel coach can really support you with experiencing that.
I would agree. But then, sometimes we both have experiences with people who need a transformation, are
Yes.
wishing for a transformation, but haven't had a lot of good positive experiences to support that as being a actual possible reality.
Yes.
Right? So how can we help those people actually follow through? Right, with some confidence that this is possible. Is
I
there a lot of
think,
pre-work to do before the trip, or
right.
is the trip the magic sauce?
I think definitely both. I absolutely believe the pre-trip. So from my perspective as a coach, my goal is to show you, like, I'm here for you. I'm here to support you. I build that trust. I allow safe space to show up exactly as you are in whatever moment you're having. So I think nurturing and building that relationship and that trust pre-trip is huge. And eventually the client will get to the point where I'm just like, okay, we got this. You trust me, right? Like, let's just take this leap and make it happen. And it may take time. It may not be overnight. It may take a year or 2 years. But as they keep building that muscle and then watching little subtle shifts happen as they're building that trust and having that support, they will get ready to make that trip at some point, in my experience.
And then when they take the trip, you're ready to help them when they get back, figuring out what do
Yes.
I do with my experience in order to keep going forward. All right. So what does
Absolutely.
that typically look like? Is that just like you have one consultation? Is that more like a 6 or 1 year journey? Like, what are we talking about here?
For sure. It depends on the person, in my opinion. I think some people are like really ready to take leaps, and maybe one or two sessions is sufficient. But it's asking really key questions and giving them that clarity, like, how did you feel? What were those emotions? What do you want to carry forward? And how can you incorporate some of that into your day-to-day life moving forward? And what changes do you need to make? So, for example, I had another client who was living in a basement and just craving light, sunshine, natural light, all of that. And so after her trip to Mexico, which we identified was a great location for her in her astrophotography, she trusted me and went on that trip. And when she came back, that's exactly what she started to incorporate and create. So she's considering moving to a place that's, higher up and has more natural light and a view of the water, because she like embodied and embraced those sunrise mornings like she never did in her life before. She couldn't imagine how impactful just watching a sunrise could be every morning. So these little subtle things allowed us to have this conversation, and we've had a few. She came back in September and we've had two full sessions, but we still keep the conversation going and checking in on that on a more subtle level, not as a full-blown integration session, but continuing to take those baby steps to move closer to a life that she really desires, which is as simple as bringing in more light.
And I love the idea that light makes a difference and you don't realize it until you've been in a place where it's different.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. Well, Marina, I always really enjoy talking to you, and especially in today's podcast. Please let people know how they can find you so they can have these delightful conversations too.
And I feel the same about you, Zoa. Thank you. So the best place to reach me and where I'm the most active is on Instagram. My handle is Grounded Getaways. And In my bio, you'll see my Linktree link, and that has all of the details on how to connect with me. So you can book a free discovery call. You can connect with me on all my different social media channels, as well as reach out by email. I'm available anytime, by any of those methods, and I would love to connect with anyone who resonates with me and my work.
And of course, all of those links will be in the show notes. And I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you. Me too. Can't wait.
If you liked what you just heard and want more, you can check out my book, Wellness in Motion: Sustainable Travel and Embodied Practices for the Midlife Earth Conscious Woman. Or you can check out one of my two websites using the links in the show notes. I have two great ways for you to start working with me. I would love for you to take my Wellness Plus Travel profile quiz and discover which Greek goddess travels like you do. You will get tips for planning your next trip sent directly to your email. I would love to meet you with a free new client wellness consultation where we can discuss what working with me might look like for you. The show notes have the links for both the quiz and my calendar to make an appointment. If the Sustain Your Vitality podcast is helping you understand what you need to feel fabulous in every way with the least amount of effort, please share the show with someone who also needs it. Sharing is easy. Just use the sharing link in the show notes. The Sustain Your Vitality podcast is a gift from Zen and Vitality with Zoa LLC and Intentional Vitality Retreats, based in the state of Maryland, USA. All the podcast things, planning, recording, editing, and producing have all been done by me, Zoa Connor, PhD. Even though you can call me doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and your safety is your responsibility. By listening to this podcast and understanding any movement, nutrition, lifestyle, or health protocols discussed, you understand and agree to take full responsibility for your actions. Zen and Vitality with Zoa are not responsible for any injuries or issues that may occur. This podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only and is not a substitute for personalized medical, wellness, nutrition, lifestyle, or movement and fitness advice. Always practice any fitness or movement-related activities in a safe environment. I make no claims about the effectiveness of the techniques or protocols discussed or any specific results you may achieve. I recommend you consult with your healthcare professional before changing your diet, exercise routine, or healthcare plan. Zen and Vitality with Zoa and the guests of this podcast are not liable for any injuries or health problems that may arise from following the information presented.